This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Operation Nutcracker led to the arrest of 20 suspects on heroin, methamphetamine, and theft charges on Tuesday. The primary goal of the Sheriff's Office operation was to combat illegal drug activity and reduce property thefts throughout the county. Sheriff Bill Rogers said in a press release that suspects from across the county were taken into custody. The sweep involved all divisions of the Sheriff's Office. You can look for more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. Marty Soles will serve life in prison without the possibility of parole for the 2020 murder of Tony Claiborne. The Texas man was found shot to death in the roadway in Green Acres. Soles was captured by U.S. Marshals in South Carolina. The jury in Columbus County deliberated 3 hours before returning the guilty verdict. We have much more on this story on our website. A motorcyclist was the second county road death in 3 days on Monday. James Tequicho, age 57, of Evergreen, crashed on a curve on Princess Anne Road around 2:30 p.m. His motorcycle left the highway, and Tequicho was thrown from his 2013 Harley-Davidson. There was no evidence of any impairment. On Friday, former Wyville and Tabor City policeman Clay Haygood died in a head-on collision near Hallsboro. Law enforcement used drones and tracking dogs to capture a teenage kidnapping suspect Tuesday night. The male youth is alleged to have held a female teen at knife point and then fled into the wooded areas behind Wyville Auto Auction on Chaparron Highway. Multiple law enforcement officers and sport personnel responded. No injuries were reported. The original Wyville Santa is open Wednesday through Saturday at Santa's house on Smith Street in Wyville, beside Farm Bureau. The man of the season is welcoming visitors from 3:30 until 7 p.m. A Sweet Discovery Bakery in Fairbluff will have a visit from Jolly Old St. Nick on Saturday at 1 p.m. The bakery is located at 1001 Main Street in Fairbluff in the new business center. Everyone's welcome to come get a sweet treat and say hello to Santa before he heads back to the North Pole. A 15-year Christmas tradition south of Wyville is going on right now, full steam. Since 2009, Corey Lee's family has decorated their home at 7020 New Britain Highway. It may be the largest Christmas display in the county. There's actually 4 homes involved. The Leesville show is free. They do ask that you park in the driveway or on the roadside. Don't park on the grass. The lights go on at 5 p.m. every day. They stay on through 11, and the displays will be up through Old Christmas on January 6th. James Edwards is collecting new and gently used blankets for distribution in Western North Carolina. The blankets will be accepted at Body Shapers in Wyville through tomorrow. The Columbus Baptist Association will host Meet Me in the Alley in downtown Wyville tomorrow from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. You can enjoy Christmas music, s'mores, cookies, giveaways, and the Christmas story. The free event is sponsored by Crossroads Church, Pleasant Plains WMU, and Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Church. Trinity Baptist Church is going to hold a Christmas candlelight service December 22nd at 6 p.m. The Trinity is located at 201 South Thompson Street in Wyville. Welcome PFWB will present its Christmas Cantata Sunday at 11 a.m. and the youth play Bethlehem Express will be Sunday night at 6. Welcome is located at 3104 Old Cribtown Road. Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church will present a children's Christmas program on December 22nd at 6 p.m. The church is located at 48 Crusoe Island Road. Magnolia Baptist Church in Crusoe will host The Savior is Born on December 23rd at 6 p.m. The church is at 1558 Crusoe Island Road. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.